Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring the power of letting go and focusing on what truly matters. It's not your battle. Let's get into it. There are battles in life that we were never meant to fight. Sometimes we find ourselves weighed down by the burdens that are not ours to carry. The opinions of others, the pressure of perfection, and the need to control every outcome. It's not your battle. It's an invitation today to relax, to release the need to fix, fight, and force, and instead trust that some battles belong to forces greater than us. So today we're just going to recognize when it's time to step aside and allow divine intervention, time, or natural resolution to take over. It's about surrendering control without giving up hope. Understanding that releasing a fight does not mean you're weak, it means you're wise. So we're going to unpack what the battle is not yours really means and what it looks like to find that inner peace by identifying which battles are truly yours and which ones to let go of. You'll learn how to set healthy boundaries, protect your energy, and find the courage to trust in all of things that are unfolding in life. Even when you can't see the whole picture, because some victories come from not fighting harder, but from knowing when to let go, because the battle is not yours. We often find ourselves caught in conflicts, arguments, or situations that don't actually belong to us. We take on other people's burdens, fight battles that aren't ours, and drain our energy on things we can't control. So this episode isn't about being indifferent or avoiding responsibility. It's about recognizing the importance of discernment, understanding where our energy is best spent, and cultivating the wisdom to know when to step away. So we're going to get real and raw about the challenges of letting go of other people's battles and explore how to focus on our own peace and well-being. We'll explore the common reason why we take on other people's battles, discuss the importance of setting boundaries and practicing detachment, and unpack practical strategies for what's, you know, just simply releasing what isn't ours to carry. We'll be honest about the challenges of resisting the urge to intervene and control, but also celebrate the immense peace, freedom, and clarity that comes with focusing on our own lives. So we will talk about that. I know this is a big one for me, and people think like, oh, I'm so self-centered. But no, that comes from a place of understanding that people have their burdens, people have their stress and things that they're juggling, and they love to come to you to dump their problems on you or to dump their stress and dump their burdens on you. Sorry, I'm not a garbage dumpster. You can't dump anything over here. So you have to have appropriate boundaries. And I think sometimes it could be intentional or it's not intentional, but at the end of the day, it's not your responsibility to take on someone else's problems and burdens, because you have your own burdens and own responsibilities. So, you know, and you have to be accountable for your own stuff. Like, you know, you hold yourself accountable, so they should be accountable as well. And also those energy draining vampires, watch out from them, protect your peace. You know, there are some people you meet, they're always down on their luck. They're always so negative. They always want some help and can't seem to get it right. If you see that pattern occur, understand that misery loves company, and you have to be very careful and protect your peace. And it's great when you want to help others, but you have to be discerning and understand that every battle isn't yours to, you know, take on and, you know, fight, taking on other people's burdens. So let's unpack that. Why do we take on other people's battles and burdens. One of the biggest things is empathy and compassion, feeling deeply for others and wanting to help, a desire to fix things and wanting to solve problems and making things right, or just trying to fix things you see wrong with other people, fear of conflict, avoiding confrontation, so you just give in to keep the peace and take on their burdens. Hashtag no thank you. Or you're a people pleaser. Some people are such people pleasers. They're seeking approval and validation from others. And understand that it could be also a lack of boundaries, not knowing where your responsibilities end and where others begin. And you also have unresolved issues from your past. Projecting your own unresolved issues onto others. One of the most practical strategies for releasing what isn't your battle, what isn't your burden to carry, is identify what's yours to control. Focus on your own actions, your thoughts and feelings, and set clear boundaries. Communicate your limitations and stick to them. Practice detachment. Observe situations without getting emotionally entangled. I'm excellent at doing that. Some people are like, oh, I feel like you're not buying it. Or people try to give me emotions. Like, no, don't give me any emotions. I'm detached for a reason. You have to pick and choose what deserves your emotional energy without getting your emotions entangled into everyone's situations. You would be drained and exhausted. Just giving all of your energy to everyone that's trying to get your attention. And ask yourself, is this my responsibility? Discern whether the issue is truly yours to address. Practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding to yourself. Focus on your own well-being. Prioritize activities that nourish your mind, your body, and soul. And practice that level of mindfulness that's so critical, and understand that some problems are not yours to solve, and trust that others can handle their own problems, their own battles, and believe in their ability to learn and grow, and practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment and fully observe your thoughts without passing judgment on yourself. I know that can be difficult at times, but it's worth doing. And seek support. Talk to trusted friends, family members, or therapists. And understand that there are so many ways to where different examples of something that's not yours to deal with. Other people's relationship problems. Offering support, but not trying to fix their issues. You have to balance that out. And workplace politics, staying out of conflict that don't directly involve you. Keep it moving. A family drama, setting boundaries and avoiding being drawn into other people's conflicts. Yeah. Social media arguments. That's way beneath me. You have to choose not to engage in online debates. That's for your own good. And other people's opinions. Recognize that you can't control what other people think of you. And if you're like me, a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, I just feel like other people's opinion doesn't define me. And 9 times out of 10, I could care less, especially if it's something negative, because people who are so quick to pass judgment, they have a million things wrong with them. Like, I'm just saying. So it's not your battle. By focusing on your own peace and well-being, you create space for others to handle their own challenges. So if somebody is bugging you, asking you for something, give them the opportunity to figure out their own mess. And they'll figure out their own challenges and for you to live a more fulfilling life. So understand that everyone's battles and issues isn't yours to take on. And if you're one of those people and you like to be the hero in you, I'm an Aries. So we're very heroic and we always look after people. But I've learned over the years and through maturity and growing that it's not my battle to carry. I'm not responsible for anyone else. And if I see that they're lacking and they're not trying to get the resources to do better, that's on them. You have to take a step back. You have to watch from afar. You have to give that tough love and love from a distance. It's not my responsibility. It's not your responsibility to fix everyone and everyone's problem. It is your responsibility to focus on things that you need to develop and grow in. Because if you're spending all of your time and energy trying to fix people, like, where is that going to get you? Where is that going to leave you? You're going to end up solving everyone else's problems, and you are sitting in your own problems, your own conflict resolution that you haven't given energy or thought to. So yes, you can balance things out. Yes, you can multitask, but choose accordingly. The more time and energy that you put into your life and growth and development and just becoming the best version of yourself, the better off you would be. And the future you will thank you because you invested in yourself versus trying to clean up everyone's mess and take on everyone's burdens and responsibilities and let them rub it off on you. Even if you can see like solutions, it's their burden. It's their responsibility. So let them be accountable for what they need to get done. And you focus on things that you need to figure out and do in your life. Because no one's perfect. And I'm sure you have things that you need to take care of on your own. And because you have empathy, I have empathy for others. And sometimes I feel like sorry. And I'm like, oh, let me help them fix that. But then you're going to just keep fixing. Because sometimes that person can just have a huge shortcoming in that area. And if you keep fixing and keep fixing and keep fixing, they aren't going to get the resources to know how to fix their own problems. So you have to be very discerning. And you have to guard and set appropriate boundaries so that you're not getting burnt out by things that aren't yours to carry, things that aren't your problems. You know, it's like, hey, that's a you problem. Figure it out. So understand that. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you a person of knowledge, a person of discernment, a person that's focused on getting things done that you need to accomplish and focusing on your battles that you have to win, and understand that your shoulders aren't built to carry everyone's burdens. It's not your responsibility to do that. Please let that sink in, that you are only one person and it's only so many hours in the day. And make sure that you prioritize what truly matters the most, and that's resolving your own conflict resolution. And you can do this by understanding the difference between responsibility and control. Identify what battles you were never meant to fight. Understand the cost of carrying unnecessary burdens. It's unnecessary weight on your shoulder. Lift those weights. Get that off of your shoulders. Like, seriously. And there is power of surrender, letting go without giving up, because some things are out of your control, especially when it comes to you, and you've done everything you can to solve a certain issue. Trusting the divine timing and interventions, and finding strength and releasing control, and protect and guard your peace. No matter what, you have to have the appropriate boundaries to guard your energy and know when to walk away. Learn to prioritize your inner well-being and just embrace faith in all of the things and believe in that every detour serves as a purpose. Shift your mindset from fear to trust and understand that it's okay to detach from the need to control everything and all of your surroundings. Focus on your effort, not the outcome. If you put that effort there, the outcome will fall into place. And find peace, even in the midst of those uncertain times. And cultivate that inner strength, building resilience through trust, developing emotional and spiritual strength, and knowing when to stand firm and when to take a step back and live free with light and love and embrace the life of peace and surrender. Release guilt and fear that guilt and fear of letting go. It's okay to do that. And celebrate the freedom of living without other people's burdens. Not every fight is yours to fight. And when you learn to let go of the battles you were never meant to carry, you make room for peace, clarity, and divine guidance to step into the new. It's not your battle. Let that remind you that surrender is not defeat. That doesn't make you weak. That doesn't make you weak. It's an act of courage. It's an act of faith. And it's an act of self-love. We have to use our wisdom and discernment and understand what battles are holding us down and what are burdens to us, and just release them. Trust that what is meant for you will find you, and that some victories are won in the quiet surrender, not in the struggle. See, some people are struggling, trying to fix, and taking on all of these things. It's not yours to carry. It's not your burden to carry, and it's not your war to fight. So sometimes you have to simply be and let things unfold as they should. It's not your battle to carry, and it's not your burden. Let that sink in. There are so many battles in life that you personally were not meant to fight. And you have to get those weights off of you, the burdens that are weighing you down. And, you know, whether that's the opinions of others, the pressure from society, the pressure to be perfect, and the need to control every outcome. You're not going to be able to control every situation. So you have to recognize when to, you know, get moving and when the fight is there and when it's time to step aside. And just allow that divine intervention to be the perfect time, natural resolution. Let that take over. You know, sometimes that could be the answer to conflict resolution by simply being. You have to be able to release that control. It doesn't mean you're giving up hope. It's just that you're understanding that you've done everything in your power. You utilize all of your resources, and at this point, you just have to stand and let things take its course, knowing that you've done your best, and release the need to fix, fight, and force, and trust that some battles belong to forces greater than us, and that you've done all you could do. So I hope this really, really sinks in with you, because a lot of times in life, just being a human being, having compassion, having empathy, in addition to our own battles, we take on burdens from others, others' responsibilities, others' burdens, and it's not ours to carry. So I don't know about you, but the weights are lifted off of my shoulders just by having this conversation. So those weights are lifted. The burden, it isn't mine, and it's not yours to carry. So please understand that with grace. It's all about handling things with grace and care, but knowing for sure that you don't have to take on other people's drama, you don't have to take on other people's burdens, and you don't always have to solve their problems, because sometimes it's the same people coming over and over and over saying they need help, they need help, they need help, and they want everyone to solve their problems, but they're not trying to fix it on their own. They just want other people to solve it, and that's why they keep coming back to you with the same problem, because they're not identifying how to solve their problems because you keep helping them. So know that it's not your battle. The battle is greater than you. What battle are you ready to release? What small step can you take today to focus on your own peace and well-being? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you deserve to live a life free from unnecessary burdens. Focus on what truly matters and let go of the rest. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional resources with just dealing with how to overcome different challenges and uncertain times in life, my book, Victorious, You Are More Than a Conqueror, is available at Amazon as well as Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. You won't be disappointed. I'll see you next time.